In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text, our gospel reading, Matthew, the 10th chapter. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it really depends on where you look. Turn your gaze inward for a moment. Look at yourself. Examine your life. How does it look? Perhaps a better question would be, how does it look in God's perspective? Because if God has numbered every single hair on your head, as our text says, then he certainly takes into account your words. He certainly takes into account your thoughts. He certainly takes into account every action that you have in this life. Now, you might find that hard to believe. You might even say to yourself, or think to yourself, God doesn't really care what I think or do or say at every minute of any given day. You might even think that he's not able to begin to keep track of all the people in this world on any given moment of any given day. But if that is what you think, listen again to the words of our gospel reading. Listen to Jesus. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. So, if in God's eye every single sparrow is important and you are of more value than the sparrows, then I will tell you this, his eye is certainly on you. On what you do, on what you say, on what you think. You can pretend that God doesn't care. You can pretend that God doesn't see. You can pretend that God does not watch over you. You might even leave this building today and not give another thought to God until you're back here again next week for your hour. But I will tell you this. God watches, God sees, and his mind never forgets you. He watches. He watches over you. Is such a thought comforting to you, I wonder? Does it relieve you to know that God is with you of every moment, of every hour, of every day, knowing every thought, every word, and every action that occurs in your life? Does it give you relief to know that you cannot escape God's all-seeing eyes? Does it comfort you to know that nothing is covered, that will not be revealed? Nothing hidden that will not be made known. Does it comfort you to know that your sins are not hidden? God sees your bitterness. He sees your prejudices toward your family, toward your friends, toward your neighbors. He sees your anger. He sees your frustrations. He sees your pride. He sees your lust. He sees your adultery. He sees your selfishness and your arrogance. He sees your idolatrous love for money, for sports, for music, for the lake, for safety, for security, for health, and of the like. You cannot hide from a God who is everywhere and knows everything. You cannot hide from a God who has every single one of your hairs numbered on your head and knows them. You cannot hide from a God who knows the sparrows that fly into your window and mine and fall to the ground. You cannot hide from that God. The psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." I would rather you didn't. I would rather you did not search me. You did not know me in that way, that you did not see and examine my life. I would rather that my thoughts are not laid bare on your table and examined by your holy law. For that law is too light and it is too bright. Have you seen the darkness that lies in you? Does it blush, make you blush, or does it make you hesitate? Do you shudder that every thought and everything is revealed in the light of the living God? I do. Introspection is a very risky and a very dangerous business. That's what looking at yourself gets you. Well, if looking at yourself gets you that, then why don't you look somewhere else? Why don't you gaze upon the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you look at the one who hangs for you on that cross in love? There is your only comfort. There is your only hope. There is your only refuge. There is your only forgiveness. There is your only mercy. There is your only life. If you seek God apart from his cross, then you will find a God that drives you deeper and deeper into introspection, deeper into yourself, searching and seeking and illuminating even the darkest corners of your life that you have tried to hide and conceal. If you look to yourself, there is no hope. There is no comfort. There is no strength. There is no forgiveness. And there is only death, the wages of your sin. Outside of the cross, you will find a God of justice and wrath who demands the wages of your sin, which is your death, here in time and there in eternity. And outside of whom, guess what? You won't even be able to escape at the hour of your death. See, there are really only two ways that this world can know God and ever will know God. First is his absoluteness, his relentlessness, his holiness, his perfection, which quite frankly kills sinners. Be therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, to which even the prophet cries out, "Woe to me, death to me, am I a man of unclean lips? I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the Lord, the King of glory, the Lord of hosts." So to know God apart from Christ, that's one way. The other, of course, is to know God in the person and work of Jesus. And to know him apart from Christ is to know his wrath, and only his wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay." And again, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not see you? Did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons? Did we not do the mighty works in your name?' And I will say to them, 'I tell you the truth, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, into the fire prepared for the devil of his angel and his angels.'" But to know him in the person and work of Jesus, to know him in the cross, high and lifted up, to confess him as your Lord and God, means that Jesus actually says about you before the Father, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." That is, I stand here, dear Father, and I know the darkness of their heart, and I know the darkness of their mind, and I know the darkness of their lips, but I have carried that darkness, I have borne that darkness in the darkness of Good Friday. I have suffered in that darkness for them, that they may have your light and love. Their sins were nailed to my cross in holy love. They are dead to sin, and they are alive to you, Holy Father, for you have put their name on, you have put your name on them, on their forehead and on their heart in the waters of baptism. You have clothed them in a robe of my righteousness that covers all their sins. You have put your spirit in them, the spirit that cries out, 'Abba, Father,' and now they live and they move and they have their being in me. Do not be afraid, for I have confessed your name," Jesus says, "before my Father who is in heaven. I have given you my name." God is not your enemy. He is your Father and mine. Knowing even intimately the number of hairs on each and every one of your head. You are more valuable than even the sparrows. Fear not, therefore. Stand firm, for there is nowhere that you can go outside of the love and the mercy of God in me, Jesus says, in my cross and in my empty tomb. Dear Christian, this is your confidence. This is your hope. This is your life. This is your light. This is your salvation. This is your Jesus, who was dead and is alive again. Yes, God's eye is on you every hour of every day, but you know what he sees? He sees that you are clothed in a robe of Christ's righteousness, head to toe, that covers you there, that covers your sins from the moment you heard the word of the Lord, the moment you were baptized into his name. There is no one and nothing to fear, not even the devil, who speaks all kinds of lies about you. The wrath of God has been appeased. It has been paid for in the blood and by the blood of Jesus. There is no one left to accuse you of anything before the Father. And if no one can accuse you before the Father, what can the world, quite frankly, do to you? As you confess his name here in time before the world and for the life of the world. Fear not the one who destroys the body, but do fear the one who can destroy body and soul both in hell. You have nothing to fear because Christ has loved you unto death, even death upon the cross. The wrath of God is gone. Sin is paid for. Death is done away with. All in the person and work of Jesus. Most people, and they will not receive, and they will not want to hear this confession of Christ. But that is not your concern. Let he who has ears hear what the Spirit says to the people. They crucified your teacher. Of course, what can be expected of a teacher can be expected of students. They crucified your Lord and Master. You are not above your Lord and Master, but rather you are servants of your Lord and Master. Those who wish to hold on to their sin, those who pretend that their thoughts and their actions are somehow hidden from God, well, there are the ones who will keep looking in themselves, patting themselves on the back and saying, I thank you, Lord, that I'm not like all of those people. But you who know Jesus Christ as Lord can do little more than hang your head and cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And to gaze upon the cross is to gaze upon the waters of life. St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, thanks be to God, who in Christ Jesus always leads a triumphal procession and through us spreads the very fragrance and the aroma of life and salvation. For we are the aroma of God in Christ among those being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, we are the fragrance of death. To the other, we are the fragrance of life. So I guess it depends on where you look. Look not to yourself. Trust not in yourself. Look to Jesus. Trust in him and him alone. And fear not. Simply confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. That is God's promise to you. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. Whatever happens to you out there in the world, you have the sure and certain hope of eternal life with our eternal God, who stands before the Father even this day, saying, God, be merciful to them. Father, forgive them. And because you stand in Jesus, because you live, move, and you have your being, you will by no means lose your salvation. For he has confessed your name before his Father who is in heaven. Of that you can be sure. In Jesus' name, amen.